This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. You are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems. From the 50s through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM with the occasional LP-only track. And now your host, Maude Marty. And here we are back again. I can't believe a week has gone by since the last time we were together. It seems like so much has happened. My kids are back in school, my wife, who's a teacher, is back at work, and I have been very excitedly putting together the contents of this week's show. And as I look outside and see the season changing, I think, I've got a soundtrack for that. Starting with a winter preparation tune called Snow Cone by the cool sound of Albert Collins on the TCF Hall Fox Family label.
He went away, and you hung around. And bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Trying.
bring me the sea.
Come on and bring me some diamonds that'll suit me fine.
Etta James from 1960. I love this track because it juxtaposes the very loungy adult contemporary backup singers and the gruff, raspy, tough sound of Etta James. I honestly don't know what the producers were thinking, why they thought that her gruff R&B voice would go with this very serendipity singer kind of backup girls. The end result is kind of unsettling and wonderful. Tough Mary's the name of the track. It would have come out on Argo in the US. I played it on the Quality label. And before that, a classic, The Angels. My Boyfriend's Back on the Mercury label.
Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Horns!
Mama, come here quick and bring with that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring with that licking stick. People standing in a trance. Sister out in the backyard doing an outside dance. I'm telling me the other day she didn't want to be a drag. I don't know what she's doing. I think she's got a brand new bag. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Now look at you, Junior, don't kill me with the lazy strokes. When he takes his feet right off the ground, doing the mashed potatoes, and then he begins to slide, call himself doing the James Brown. Sister says the dance you're doing is the latest thing. People now begin to talk. She jumped back in that sober stride. Now she's doing the camel walk. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Whoa. Mama, come here quick, get it, and bring that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and give me that licking stick. Sister, get out in there with your bad self. One more time. Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Missy, oh, all right.
Allison's last week I played Surfer Street. This is the flip side, their version of Money. You know, I can't believe how many versions of Money, That's What I Want, that I have. And each one is very different than the other. Still sticking with the fuzz guitar and R&B vocals. This track came out on the Tip label. Before that, James Brown and the Famous Flames, Lickin' Stick, Part 1 would have come out on King in the US. I played it on the Canadian Delta label and started that whole stack off with the incomparable Otis Redding, another classic, I Can't Turn You Loose. Last week I played Benny Gordon and the Soul Brothers version, which was breakneck, redonkulously fast version. So I thought I would play the original, which in and of itself is quite a thunderous dancer. Played that for you on the Volt label.
He thinks she really cares for you, but while I used to feel the same too, she's gonna break your heart in two. So here's what you better do. You better get a better hold on to her hand, 'cause pretty soon you're gonna find her with another man. And you think she's falling for you, she's gonna find somebody new. You better get a better hold on. A beautiful face, but baby.
takes. Baby, I'm telling you, you got what it takes.
Trogs, also known as the Troglodytes, although that was a bit too much of a mouthful, so they shortened it to the Trogs. When Will the Rain Come is the name of that track on the Fontana label. Before that, I flipped over the Dave Clark 5 Small Talk I played last week. This week, they cover a little-known track written by Berry Gordy and his sister, Gwen Fuqua Gordy, who was married to Harvey Fuqua. This track called You Got What It Takes was recorded by Marv Johnson back in 1959 before Motown, and the Dave Clark 5 had a bit of a hit with that. They do a great job. Started that set off with the Beatstalkers, You'd Better Get a Better Hold on the Decca label.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. Oh yeah, staggerly, cock-a-lip.
doing?
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
Woo! Johnny Maestro and the Crests. Come see me, I'm your man, on Parkway. Before that, the Emperor's Karate on Mala. Carlos Santana loved this track and wanted to cover it, but he didn't want to do a song about karate, so he changed the words and released it as Everybody's Everything, with a little bit more of a Latin flavor, although this does have a Latin beat to it. And the top of that stack was Wilson Pickett, awesome version of Stagga Lee, and that's on the Atlantic label.
I got it.
one of the very first records I ever bought on 45, In a Moment by the Intrigues on the U label. I've had that for 25 years and I never get tired of it. Fantastic. Chuck Jackson, Girls, Girls, Girls on Tamla Motown. And starting everything off was Kim Weston, Breakneck Dance number called I Got What You Need on MGM.
His car pulls up. He eases out. As usual, he's clean. And all the heads turn a little bit. There's trouble on the scene. The place is jumping and everybody's getting it on. Doing the Philly dog, dancing to a groovy song. While over in the corner somewhere, you don't even know he's there. Sits the fella everybody calls the quiet man, rapping on somebody's old lady, getting phone numbers jacked. Whenever there's a party in the neighborhood, he always comes and he's always looking good. He combs his hair just right. He wears his pants up tight. Some poor joker's gonna lose his girl tonight to the quiet man. Happens every week, baby. When the party's over, everybody's going home. Some poor cat somewhere's going home alone. Somebody's coming up short. Somebody sure got caught. Some fella lost his girl to the quiet man. Notorious cat, always scheming. Don't care whose old lady he gets. Can't trust him, baby.
I ever did. I need you now.
what a killer set. Starting off with the Sunny Night Quartet, The Quiet Man, on World Pacific. Such a story of Ahmad. Good looking, well dressed, walks into every place, draws attention, and all done in a sort of Mose Allison style of singing that I adore. Followed that with the Elastic Band, I Would Still Love You on Cap. Then Underground Sunshine, Don't Shut Me Out on Intrigue. Some great American psych freak beat, call it what you will, just amazing music. And finished that set off with The Smoke, It Could Be Wonderful on the Island label.
Let your love shine.
Now let it shine.
couple of flips there from last week, starting off with Benny Gordon and the Soul Brothers. Talked earlier about his crazy version of I Can't Turn You Loose. Well, this is the flip side called What Is Soul? Much more laid back. Great soul number on RCA Victor. And then I flipped over Johnny Taylor, Dance What You Wanna, with a track called Shine, 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 a bit of a twist on This Little Light of Mine on the Derby label. I'm going to leave you off now with a really interesting piece that I found on a label called Philly Soulville, but it's more soul garage, for a lack of a better term. The band's called Sound Experience. The track's called 40 Acres and a Mule.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.
Now I must be labeled a fool.